Boker Tov. As you all noticed when we skipped Tachanun this morning, today is Tu Bishvat. Now, Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilan, according to Shitat Beit Hillel, because Beit Shammai celebrated it 2 weeks ago, is really just a halachic, you know, point in time, as the same Mishnayot in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah also bring Rosh Hashanah Lemaaser Behema, and, you know, for the Mlachim, it's kind of like a date that determines, call it a tax year. Okay, what year Masrot it is, what year Pemot goes to, what year the tree is for Tevel and that's a Revai and things like that. It's not really a holiday that, you know, is celebrated. But throughout the years in Galut, where Am Yisrael's agricultural side basically disappeared, Tu Bishvat became the day of Eretz Yisrael. The day that we remember that once we used to be farmers, once we used to live in our own land, and that this day used to have relevance, this day used to be the day, you know, that farmers used to have to know and be aware of. And that turned it to a day where we try to remember Eretz Yisrael, and thus came the minhag to eat fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the only way to eat fruits of Eretz Yisrael when you're living in Europe or anywhere else is, how could you get a fruit from Eretz Yisrael?
Dry.
Yeah, I gotta dry it. So they started eating dried fruits that came from Eretz Yisrael. And then it took an ironic twist that when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, they start eating dried fruits that are manufactured in Turkey. And in other places in Chutz La'aretz, and we dried papayas, you know, like tropical fruits from like America and strange minhagim like that. But today is the day of Eretz Yisrael. And many people will end up going to you know, like doing things for Tu Bishvat throughout their lifetime. But one dagesh that you have to pay attention is dried fruits tend to be infected with bugs. Some of them you need to open and look. I've many times, you know, had meals with Eretz Tzvi boys, and many times people are not aware of what needs to be checked. If you eat a dried fig, you know, like just little circle thingies, you need to open it up, take a look, and make sure that nothing there is moving. Okay? Don't just pop it into your mouth. Same thing applies to dates and apricots. Okay, apricots, you know, like those orange thingies. You just open it up, look at it to the light, see if there's anything that's out of color. You shouldn't be eating it. Okay? Don't just, like, pop any dried fruit into your mouth because those things, you know, just because it's Tu Bishvat doesn't mean we can do Isurim of eating bugs. And in that note, I want to say that, you know, today, you know, you're getting to celebrate Tu Bishvat in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, give it a moment's thought, feel how lucky you are, and see how you can make it, you know, not just like this one time I did Tu Bishvat in Eretz Yisrael, but how you can say, you know, I want to spend every Tu Bishvat in Eretz Yisrael and bring it back to its original meaning of, you know, an agricultural day and a day, you know, for halachic understanding of halachot.